Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat
and Pat,
and this is Seek Treatment,
a podcast
about boys, sex, fucking, dating and love.
You know, Pat, what?
Do you think the truth always comes out?
I actually don't think the truth always comes out.
Interesting.
That's why there's famously so many like docs you watch where it's like, wait, who killed that lady? I really want to know, but I never can quite know for sure.
I know, but I think in the grand scheme thing, the truth always comes out.
No, I think in the grand scheme, like the truth doesn't necessarily come out. Like
I don't want to live in a world where the truth doesn't come out. I'm scared of it.
Well, that's the world you live in. I'll never forget being 11 and watching the E! True Hollywood Story of the Petersons, which is like, why was that an E! True Hollywood Story? Like Scott.
The Hollywood heartthrobs Scott and Lacey.
Like they didn't even live in Hollywood. Each Hollywood story got greedy.
You
know, it got greedy. It moved away from its calling. It moved away from its kind of area. But I remember when I was 11 watching it and being like, Scott didn't do it. But now obviously I'm like, Scott did it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like whenever it's like, did they do it? It's like, yeah, they did it.
Yeah, the only thing
Occam's razor realness.
But look at me, Amanda Knox.
Did she do it?
I don't think Amanda Knox did it. And famously, we have to. I mean, once again, in 2022, have to ask the question: Did Amanda do it?
The thing about Amandina Knox is like,
and be careful because she does follow me on Twitter. So I really, she's a close friend.
Incredible. I guess I think. I'm like, but she seems crazy. And it's like, yeah, of course you'd be crazy either way because of what happened to you.
Right. She did follow me after I retweeted her one time. Like,
what did she tweet?
I forget. And I think I retweeted her on accident. And then she didn't follow me, which isn't a sign of like incredible discernment. But
should we have her on the pod?
I would love to. Maybe I'll DM her.
If we have Amanda Knox on the pod. And we're like, couldn't you do it?
Yeah, if she comes on, I'm asking her first.
And we'll be so normal with her. But I'll feel a little on edge. I won't be as normal as I would with ex-Tina.
I will be normal with Amanda.
Wait, speaking of,
you know, my boyfriend's sister was abroad in Italy that year, or like right mm-hmm. after, and she claims that since she was abroad in Italy, like right after Amanda Knox, she knows for sure that Amanda Knox didn't do it.
Didn't do it. That's like how I was in London when Amy Winehouse died.
But wait, the only thing I'll say is the only time the truth does come out is in The Jinx, when finally the truth does come
that
out.
That truth, it came out in such an obvious, that was, I won't, you already know what I want to say and I'm not going to say it about The Jinx.
I actually don't know what you want to say about The Jinx.
I actually can't keep talking about it because it's humiliating.
Oh, okay. Oh, huh.
The time I made out with the guy who created The Jinx's son.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I actually can't talk about it because I've said it so many times in this podcast and it's humiliating. Not humiliating that I made out with him because he's literally hot. It's humiliating that I keep talking about it.
I don't think they need to protect the feelings of the son of the person who created the jinx. His parents created the jinx. He's fine. That person is fine.
And I think he listens because sometimes he texted me once about it.
Well, no, to him I say, I celebrate you. I love you. I love your parents'
he
work.
He is hot.
And I would like to make out with you one day myself.
That would be the truth really coming out, as if you got to make out with him.
Yeah, that would be literally the truth.
We have to bring in before we bring in our guests, I have to talk to you about something, which is the program. I had no idea how much I would love the show Yellow Jacket.
Have I been telling you?
No, you were like, I'm scared to watch it because I know I'm going to love it. And I was like, that doesn't, yes. Here's what I said. I said it didn't appeal to me because I don't like when people are stuck in one place. But I didn't know there were like three different time zones, much like our great country, which actually has four time zones. But, and this one in some way, this show has three time zones. It has.
When you say time zones, do you mean timelines? Like, do you
sure.
mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Because time zone implies.
Hey, honey, you're the TV writer here, so I'm totally referring to you on this one.
Just you're using the phrase time zone really in an interesting way. Where at first I'm like, oh, she means like the different, like when they're on the island and when they're in present day time periods.
That's what I mean. That. Yeah.
But then you did reference our country having four time zones. Then I was like, okay, she is using time zones the way it's traditionally used. So.
Yeah, well, I just like think we need to remember about mountain time, and people oft forget about mountain time.
So make that man. As a whore for Colorado,
I have to shout out mountain time.
When I saw Ryan O'Connell in Los Angeles, he just kept saying, like, for like every other sentence, he just kept screaming, "Make that make sense! Make that make sense!" She's so fun. It just made me laugh so hard. Make that, and then he would be like, "Make that make sense!"
Oh my god, I love him so much.
Yeah, me too.
Make that make sense.
Make that make sense.
Wait, but so I still have two episodes. Are you fully caught up? I still have two episodes.
I'm fully caught up. I'm in the position I knew I was going to be in, which is that I cannot wait for each episode. And like, I feel like I'm not having the same experience I could if I was truly binging. And I'm also having this terrible dread that I'm just like, keep thinking about the pacing of the series. And I'm like, there's only two episodes left. We are going We're going to leave this with not enough information to be satisfied.
We are going to be absolutely aching for cock, by which I mean information.
Yeah, I'm going to be aching for, when it comes to Yellow Jackets, you know, I'm aching for cock.
There's a certain part in my cycle, which is of course fucked, but there's a certain part of my hormonal cycle where I'm literally aching for cock. Like my pussy is open begging. And that's what I'm going to be when Yellow Jackets gets to episode 10.
Totally.
You're telling me we're only getting 10?
I guess. I know in the last scene for next week, it said two episodes left.
Okay. That means I have two more to watch.
You know who wrote the most recent episode is a friend of the pod, Catherine Kearns.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just was texting her. I'm obsessed.
She's amazing. It's so fucking good. It's just like, this is how I know I don't really like writing, because I love watching the twists unfold, but I have no desire to think of the twists.
I want to think of the twists. I'm trying to develop this thing now, just like with myself and my Word doc, but it's like literally not the comedy. It's literally just like. But
that's like eventually it's like your Jim Carrey.
At the end. Oh no. How dare you?
Are you kidding me? I would die to be Jim Carrey.
I would die if I was Jim Carrey.
Are you joking?
I would die in a bad way.
Put it in the van. All I mean is that you went from highly respected comedian to highly respected artiste after he did Eternal Sunshine.
I don't respect him as a comedian or as a dramatic.
Are you joking? From Liar Liar to Eternal Sunshine, I'm obsessed with Jim Carrey. And you know, look at me. In 2017, I had a sex dream about him and woke up crying because I was sad I would never get to have sex with him.
Oh, I would never want to. And if he tried anything, if he tried something with me, I would I would say talk to the hands, because my whole don't understand.
Because the face ain't listening and the whole don't understand.
Now listen, do you know the fan theories? Do you know the fan theories that we have as a community of Yellow Jacket Walkers?
I'm worried because I have two episodes left. I don't know if I'm ready to hear them.
Okay. I'm ready to talk about them whenever you're ready.
I think I'm going to try and convince. See, the thing is, I'm in the classics level where I started watching with Bri. And so I think I might try and get him to watch one after we pod, because I need to know.
Yeah. Angel has an amazing ability to watch like 10 minutes of each episode and just like only kind of know what's going on, but still kind of like it's fun.
I'm in a place, and don't say too much, but I'm in a place where I have a lot of questions about the dirt eating.
Yeah, I think that we're all still in that place.
Oh, that's a shame.
There's something that happened like two episodes ago into this most recent episode that I don't understand what happens. Like, I think we're now supposed to know if something was real or not real, and I do not know if it was real.
Are you talking about something that happens in a tree?
Yes. Well, something that happens when someone comes down from a tree.
No.
What are you talking about? Since I know everything.
Okay. I'm talking about when we see someone in a tree.
Well, you don't have something. You don't have to be coded because
I don't want to ruin for listeners.
If someone is, here's what okay, we'll do. If you don't want to be ruined, click right now. What you're going to do right now is
do the forward 15.
When I say yes, go forward 15. Catherine will have exactly 15 seconds to express what she needs. Okay. Do forward 15. Ready, Catherine? You're going to do forward 15 right now. Go.
The politician woman eating dirt in the tree at night.
Okay. That's not what I was talking about.
All right.
That was so not a spoiler.
Was that real? Yes.
Yes, I believe that was real.
Okay, anyway.
But there's something else that deals with tree that I'm still...
Well, the show is huge on tree.
The show is huge on tree.
I love... who knew Christina Ricci would kind of get in there with that? I love Juliette Lewis. Wait, I have a bone... Sorry, I have one bone to pick with you before we let our guest in, which is like, I sent you a clip. I sent you a few texts that I thought were kind of funny.
Oh, I showed... Well, you know, when someone sends me a clip, like, even if I love it, like, I'm like... I don't know what they need from me. You know what I mean?
I know, but I guess I just wanted to feel close to you.
I know. But I didn't know how to take this clip and repurpose it.
So I like your bathing suit. Yeah. And then did you see?
I like your bathing suit, yes. And then
the clip of the woman about the TikTok about the woman going to jail.
Yes, me and Angela. And then I showed it to Angela in bed this morning and we were laughing. Her little ass is off.
That's all I needed to hear. All right. Yeah. I'm so excited for our guest because I'm a super fan of hers and she's so talented and cool and fab. Put your ears open for Vagabond. Oh my God. There she is. Hi. I'm sorry we're late. Are you? You look stunning.
You look gorgeous.
Where are you? Tell us everything.
I'm in Park Slope right now.
Also, do you want to be introduced as Vagabond or Leticia?
Either.
Okay.
You choose.
Then it's done.
It's done. What's done is done. Okay, so you're in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Are you based? Live. Are you based?
No, I'm not really based anywhere right now.
That's so incredible. So spiritual. Yeah.
When someone's based somewhere, I'm like, grow up. It's 2022 and you're based somewhere. Get online.
I'm like dying. I'm dying to be based somewhere though right now.
Yeah.
Where would you want to be based the most? Want to be based the most?
I think New York, but everything keeps calling me to LA.
I've been feeling called. Kind of like the TV show Manifest, they get callings. And I'm getting calls to LA.
I said that to someone and they were like, do you have to answer the call? I was like, That's very deep. Hi, oh my God. So good to see you.
What's calling you?
Just work, mostly. Yeah. Yeah, it's work. Friends, I guess.
Yeah. I hear your voice in my ears so much, and it's so beautiful to hear your speaking voice as well.
Oh my God. I'm trying to project because I speak so softly.
That's what's so beautiful about it. It's like velvet.
I wish I knew how to project. One time, famously, a gay person told me I speak from my head. And if you think I know that, if you think I know what that means, you got another comment.
Wow,
oh,
I don't know. What that
like when someone's like speak from your diaphragm, I'm like, what and how?
That's like kind of a myth, I think. The diaphragm.
I don't get it. Because isn't
that was
diaphragm
invented by
also,
like gym coaches?
And isn't diaphragm also? And tell me if I'm wrong here. Sometimes, and since I was a young child, I've not understood this. Isn't a diaphragm kind of like a woman's contraceptive device?
Yeah, it's like a vintage sex device.
Oh, that's right.
So it's that, and then it's also something to speak from.
and sing from, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But do any modern women use diaphragms? I don't think so. It's kind of an 80s, 90s myth.
One time
I watched an episode of Seinfeld, and it was about sponges, which were, remember that? And
I saw that.
And they were acting like everyone's using sponges. I was like, are people using sponges out there?
What, to soak up the sperm?
I guess Seinfeld would have you believe that a sponge will soak up the sperm.
That's misinformation.
Like selling out. It was like selling in the episode. Right. It was like selling out of every store.
They couldn't get their hands on a sponge.
Who was trying to have sex?
Elaine.
That's my girl. Wait, so Leticia, how are you?
I'm I'm all right. I'm decent.
Okay. Yeah, it's been hard out there, I feel. Yeah.
How long have you been in Park Slope? Like, are you settling? Are you settled?
No, I'm just moving by. The last 6 months, I've just been everywhere and nowhere. So I've only been here for 2 weeks and I leave in 4 days.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're going back to Los Angeles.
I'm going back to Los Angeles. Did I freeze?
Not for me. I think what's going on is Catherine froze. And sometimes when you freeze, your computer acts like the other people are freezing.
I think I was frozen. I knew it was me because y'all kept talking in a really gentle way that made sense. And I was like, hey guys, over here. Wait up. I got to tie my shoe over here. I got to digitally tie my shoe. Okay, so you're going back to, where do you stay when you're in LA normally? Or where do you stay? How do you have a place to, like, is it so stressful being so nomadic?
No, but I think a lot of people like to help me, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, a lot of people are like, you're an artist, you should just be, like, I don't know how I do it, but.
That's amazing. I have
an artist residency not in LA, but in, like, the Sequoia National Forest.
Wait, so that
sounds
so
incredible.
Cool. I want an artist residency.
I know, it's kind of like this, it's like this wild thing you could tap into that's kind of very helpful if you can't decide on where to live.
Yeah. Is it a lot of work to apply to all the residencies, or do they just reach out to you because you're a superstar?
Yeah, I only do the ones that I don't have to do any work for.
Yeah.
That's the way. I'm envious towards you. I hope that a residency DMs me in coming
weeks. They will. They definitely will. When they hear this, they will.
If you're a residency who listens to the pod and you're on social media, please DM me and I will do my absolute best to respond. But I also say it with me, might not.
Not.
If you're a residency, I will respond.
Yes.
No, I'll respond to your residency.
So where's your favorite place you've spent time in the past 6 months?
I've been in the countryside of Germany for most of the last 6 months.
Oh my God.
That has been that is next level. I'm trying to find a way to make that more permanent, but it's cool. It was cool not to be in LA, not to be in New York, just to be
who were you with, and was that a residency or just for?
No, I was recording my album there.
Isolation.
Because it was stressing me out to think of, I don't know, my managers and everyone was like, you're going to meet this great producer in LA and this other producer. And I just I'm not really into making an album in LA. It's weird.
Yeah.
So I went to the furthest place because I had friends in Hamburg. And so what's the spot? They let me borrow all their equipment. So I didn't have to come with much. And
oh, amazing. Gosh.
Yeah. So I just did that.
Wait, what is it like there?
No, there's no supermarkets, no grocery stores, no restaurants, just
What did you eat, girl?
She had to hunt.
Yeah, there were cow farms.
what did you eat?
So you would go to a cow farm and be like, I'll have part of a cow.
No, please. No. you have to drive several towns over to go to the grocery store. So everything you just have to cook everything constantly.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I would struggle with that. Though it is my New Year's resolution to take cooking into serious consideration.
Do you not cook?
I've gone through phases in which I've tried to cook, and it just, for me, it takes a lot more time and energy than it takes other people to make something even as simple as a meatball. For me, if I want to make one meatball, it's literally someone waking up who's hosting 40 for Thanksgiving, and it's you wake up at 8 a.m. put the turkey in the oven, you're chopping.
But meatballs are more complicated than you'd think, because you want to put the seasoning and the breadcrumbs and the egg and the milk and blah blah blah.
The egg.
It's the egg. The egg is really what I love.
It's
meatballs.
The egg for me. When it comes to meatballs, it's the egg for me.
Well, y'all know my New Year's resolution is no, only take out on weekends. So I made
some really?
Yeah, so I made a fennel. I made Allison Roman, shout out to my girl. I made a fennel lemony dill soup with chicken sausage.
I remember I remember one time someone told me, there was this straight person who was on a couple improv teams with me, who back in the day, who had what would conventionally by society be considered a like tight body. And someone told me that he, quote, ate raw. And I was like, what does that mean that. For $1 million? Alex, I'll take what does that mean? And I just always picture him just chopping, and like just eating raw things.
Yeah, that's too much.
But that would be like cooking to cook? Potentially easier.
Well, I don't eat so many things because of like medical, like I'm vegan by choice, mm-hmm. but then like for just like medical reasons, I'm not eating sugar. Like, it's a whole, like, I have a tumor, basically. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And it's non-cancerous, I found out. But then I did all this research, and it's, like, super invasive surgery to remove it. So, like, for the last year, I've just been experimenting with, apparently, like, sugar feeds tumors, like, makes it grow. So I've just been experimenting with no sugar, and it's actually shrunken a lot.
Oh my God, that's interesting.
Yeah. Wait, this is news to me. If I have a tumor, I'm feeding it a lot right now.
Yeah.
Was it hard to give it up?
My tumor is stuffed full.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be this person on here. I read this book that like really helped me because I was
Drop the title.
It's so embarrassing. Like all my friends learned, you guys have definitely heard of this. All my friends quit smoking with this book. You know that book, How to Quit Smoking?
Oh, no. Is it Alan Carr?
Yes, that one.
I don't know about that.
He has a famous drinking one too.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I don't know if it's hypnosis or what, but I felt hypnotized.
Really?
Like, oh my gosh.
There was no way that I could have, like, because the way that I was, I did not give a shit about, like, eat sugar. I didn't care. And so I read it. He has one on sugar, specifically. And I read it, and I have never had sugar since.
What?
But, yeah. It's crazy.
Well, I feel crazy because I read his drinking book, and I sort of managed to continue drinking after that.
You hacked it.
I hacked the Alan Carr system.
Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I think you have to want. I think you also have to subconsciously want. Like you wanted to. There was something bigger than yourself.
I was scared enough. I was scared enough with the word tumor that I was like,
yeah,
okay. Yeah.
I wonder. You know, it's one of my greatest dreams is to be hypnotized. I always since I was an early.
Someone needs to get you that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Retroactively get you that for Christmas.
Hypnotism is very like. It's like orientation week at college, and then like, hey, we have a hypnotist is coming onto the student center. Like everyone's going, and you like don't go, but later you're like, did someone actually get hypnotized? And they're like, yeah, actually that girl Katie got hypnotized. And then you like always for the rest of college want to meet Katie to be like, was it real?
I don't know if it's possible that I haven't talked about this on the podcast, but I used to like when I was younger and I wanted to masturbate, I used to like look up. Like movie sexy and so I was scared of porn. I didn't know what I wanted, but I wanted like something sexual. And there was this there was this video that would come up of this woman. There was this video of a woman like at a conference being hypnotized, and she was hypnotized into like having multiple orgasms. And like for me, like to watch someone orgasm was like extremely erotic at the time. Like I didn't understand it. So it's just like, it was a video of a woman tripping like, and I'd be like, oh my God, this is so sexy.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So if you want to be hypnotized and having multiple orgasms, that's apparently something that can happen.
When I was adolescent, like probably, I don't know, like a young age when you like just start masturbating, I used to watch, this is so random and it was so perfunctory and like not helpful at all. But like there's once I had the movie Double Jeopardy starring Ashley Judd. And in one scene, you see one of her boobs, and I would put that on just because I knew like that's kind of what you're supposed to have on. And I wouldn't even like engage with it. I just like, just like be on the background. Like this is one scene. You see Ashley Judd and one of her boobs like flopping all around, being like, okay, cool. Like this is it. I'm doing it. I've made it in America.
I think this is perfect.
Do you guys remember that HBO show Hung?
Oh, I've never seen that. Oh my
God. Wait. What was it again?
I don't even remember, but I was too young to be like watching this. And I remember that was very erotic. It was about like this man that was an escort maybe and was hung. I think that was the whole premise.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. And it was very erotic.
That's very RJ Berger. Remember RJ Berger, the famous MTV show that told the story oh my God, RJ Berger was this show on MTV about like this kid who was a nerd. It was scripted. It was when they were doing scripted. It was like, he was like a nerd, but like on the, like one day at high school, like someone pantsed him and he had like an enormous cock. And
oh my God, and I do so not, began, this was a show?
This was a show on music. This was a show on music television, MTV.
And, that sounds insane. I have to Google it and see if this is real.
So I've lived my whole life knowing about RJ Berger. And then I start dating Angelo and I find out that his brother-in-law is cousins with the actor who played RJ Berger.
Oh, wait. I've met that actor. And
you've met Angelo's brother-in-law's cousin at that point.
Here I am Googling RJ Berger, which I've never heard of. And I have met this actor because I think he used to do stuff at Club Cumming. Yeah, he is.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, he's gay in real life. Even though his character was straight, he's gay in real life.
So what happens once they know that he has a big dick?
I didn't watch the show.
How old is he? He's like a teen? This is weird.
I mean, back in the day, yeah, it was about like a high school comedy. It was kind of like, it was in like American Pie. It was in a post-American Pie world. You know what I mean? It was like, like that.
Right, when the teens were fucking out and about.
When the teens were fucking out.
Wow, that was news to me. You know, working out is hard enough, am I right, girls? So you might as well make what you're wearing an easy decision. Girlfriend Collective makes sustainable, soft, supportive activewear that feels as good as it looks, so you can look forward to moving your body. Girlfriend Collective creates responsibly sourced activewear for everyone from size extra, extra small to 6XL. They've got you covered from head to toe. Find pants with different compression levels for ultimate comfort. Supportive and soft bras and underwear, workout dresses, joggers, sweats, beanies, and even cute slide sandals. And Girlfriend makes their items in your go-to staple colors, but they also make fun, bright colors and new seasonal releases to choose from, which we love.
They also have a garment take-back program called ReGirlfriend. So once you're done loving your pieces, a long, 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 long time from now, of course, send them back to be upcycled into new Girlfriend gear.
Feel good in what you wear, whatever you're doing with Girlfriend Collective. And for listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seek treatment. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seek treatment. girlfriend.com/seek treatment.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I am seriously loving Green Chef lately. You know, it's my New Year's resolution to cook a little bit more, even though that is hard for me to do because of the way that I am. And with Green Chef, you can enjoy your greens while being green. Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of their plastic packaging in every box and 100% of their carbon footprint and emissions. Green Chef's pre-portioned ingredients mean you'll actually reduce your food waste by at least 25% compared to grocery shopping.
It's convenient and easy. Green Chef makes cooking so, so easy so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Plus, with fresh produce, premium proteins, and organic ingredients you can trust, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. So, whether you're looking for carb-conscious, gluten-free, plant-based, or calorie-conscious options, or you just want to have delicious, balanced dishes, Green Chef has flavorful, good-for-you recipes that are sure to satisfy. I just got my Green Chef in the mail. I'm obsessed. It is so, so good. The recipes are so divine. I'm so, so happy. And Green Chef just makes it so easy to feel like I'm doing something good for my body, and I adore it.
So go to greenchef.com/seektreatment130 and use code SEEKTREATMENT130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Oh my God. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. So go to greenchef.com/seektreatment130 and use code SEEKTREATMENT130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Love it.
I think this is the perfect segue to ask Leticia just one quick question. Who were you? Who are you?
And who do you want to be one day?
Oh, my God. Wait, I actually listened to the podcast, and I didn't for one second think that you would ask me.
No.
That's better.
It's better this way. How it was meant to be.
Who was I?
Well, where did you grow up?
I grew up partially in Cameroon. I was born in Cameroon, and I moved here when I was like a preteen. And
oh my gosh.
Then I moved kind of straight to New York, all around New York. We lived in Harlem, we lived in the Bronx. Then eventually we lived in Westchester County.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to high school in Dobbs Ferry, an all-girls Catholic school.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how was that? Was your family very religious?
It was hell. No, yeah. Not really. We weren't Catholic. It was just like for discipline. Like, you know, it was like so that I like wore a uniform and I had order or whatever.
Yeah. I love that Catholic is also a thing that you could just use like in a section, like non-religious way, just to discipline your children.
Yes,
exactly. That's when a religion is amazing.
Yeah. It's a form of spirituality and also just punishment.
Just exactly.
Was your uniform school, like?
It was really cute, actually. I wish I kept all my skirts because I would wear them now. Totally. It was like we had a summer uniform and a winter uniform, and a winter uniform was like a thick plaid, like green and gray. Mm-hmm. And the summer uniform was not plaid, and it was just like a light, like green, like mint green with a polo shirt.
That's chic. Yeah. How many girls were in your class?
The whole school was only 400 kids. Okay. And my class, like when I was a senior, I graduated with 61 people.
Oh wow. My God.
Tiny, wait, tiny, tiny.
And why was it how you just couldn't find your like people?
It was just, there was just no, yeah, there was nobody there quite like me, really. Like everybody was so, everyone had grown up together. Mm-hmm. And I was like coming from a whole different country. So like, I just didn't really fit in.
Oh, yeah.
But then junior year, I like played lacrosse and I like became like a lacrosse star and that got me a little bit of friends.
Totally. Yes, get a little bit of friends.
Yeah.
Were lacrosse girls, in my high school, lacrosse girls were sought after and they were
really
on a pedestal. Yeah, the lacrosse girls were a powerful group of girls.
Wow.
Who were amongst, you know, our girls, I would say.
Wow, that was not.
And one of them to this day listens to this podcast. And
shout out to her.
Shout out to that lacrosse girl.
And was there like a boys' school that was like paired with you, or did you just like not know any boys?
Well, there were like a few all boy Catholic schools like in the Westchester area, mm-hmm, that were like not officially our like brother school, but you know, like all the girls would go to like the football games or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
You didn't go.
I never had interest.
No. You didn't miss anything.
No. It's like everyone would get dressed up, and also everyone was kind of wealthy. So like, people would just like the very like, you get a car at 16, just like not what I was used to.
Right. Right.
And when did you start writing music?
Not until I was like my senior year of college.
Oh, wow.
Like,
so,
yeah.
Did you go straight to New York after high school?
Well, after high school, I went to school in Harlem. I went to engineering school, which was,
oh my God.
I was commuting back and forth.
From Westchester.
Wow. Yeah.
Engineering school. What were you studying?
Computer and electrical engineering.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was intense.
Paige, she contains multitudes, doctor. What are we supposed to do about this? Can she have sugar if she contains multitudes?
Doctor, the patient's showing signs of containing multitudes.
So yeah, that was.
But, wait, yeah. How do you start writing music your senior year of college? You just like, did you always know how to?
Yeah, I started playing guitar. I played guitar for the first time when I was 17. Like, my parents got me this guitar from Costco. It was like, this really like shitty guitar. And I would like learn Taylor Swift songs on it.
Oh my God.
That's exactly me too.
Because early Taylor Swift songs were like three chords, four
D, A, E minor, G, G, A, G.
Exactly. Oh. It was like G, A, D.
Yes, G, A, D. Yeah.
And that was accessible. That was very accessible music.
I can't stop listening to the early Taylor Swift song. It's like, you might think I'm bulletproof, but I'm not.
What album is that?
Take a heart. Sick and tired of your bad attitude.
I don't know
feeling
that
like I don't know you. Okay, you guys are making
Wait a minute, are you sure?
I'm sure.
I know there's songs of her, they're old songs.
It's called Tell Me Why. It's called Tell Me Why.
What
Tell
album is it on?
Why?
I'm getting the one I have is Taylor's version, so I don't know what it was originally.
Maybe it's
on,
a new. Maybe it's a new one.
No. It was before Red, at the very least.
Okay, I liked her country stuff.
Me too. The but first album, Tim McGraw, tears off on my guitar.
I almost never assign homework on the pod, but you both need to listen to Tell Me Why by Taylor because it is country and I just need to be like validated
Tell me
in
why.
That.
Okay. Well,
actually, and unfortunately, you both have to learn how to play it on guitar.
Okay, easy.
I'm sure we can figure that out. Wow. I love it. Okay,
interesting.
So then.
Wait.
Okay, yeah. Fearless. It was on Fearless.
Oh.
Okay.
One of my favorite songs, Dancing in the Rain. There's something about the way. Oh, I'll stop. So then, if you're playing guitar, you're 17. You're feeling all the feelings.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have like a boyfriend, girlfriend, partner at this time?
God, no.
When did you first get a little kiss? When did you get a little kiss?
Not until I was like 19.
Yeah, on this
that's
pod,
a late bloomer.
No, but on this pod, that's not even late. On this pod,
really?
On this pod, that's completely natural.
Yeah, no. I did not kiss. I was not kissing.
I didn't really till I was 18.
I didn't really till I was like, about like college, and then I would like make out with one girl a year.
This is a podcast for people who weren't getting kissed until college.
Literally. College was a whole new world. I walked into college and was like, wait, I think I'm hot. I didn't realize.
Yeah. When someone's like kissing in high school, my main thing with like kissing people in high school is like, where? You know what I mean? Like, where are people at? If I'm in high school, I'm in a bowling alley after school. Who am I kissing there?
The main thing is where.
Wait, so you felt hot in college?
Yeah. College was like a new world. Because also I went to an all-girl school, so, like, it wasn't a lot of, like, you know. And then in college, it was like, okay, people here notice me.
Yeah.
They notice that I'm alive. So that was cool.
Was it kind of like, and I say this with love, almost, like, was it, like, nerd-centric? And I say this because it was engineering and computer.
Yes, 100%, yeah. But people were fucking. People were like,
oh, nerds love to fuck.
Yeah, like in the library.
Nerds are horny as hell.
Wow.
As an engineering student, like my whole life was in the library. I'm not going to out myself on here like crazy, but like my whole life was in the library and so were all my friends. And so like whatever you did in your life, you would do in the library.
Oh my God.
So to answer your question of where.
The library is a microcosm.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. Talking about library is something I've never had the opportunity to do, but would love to. I would love to do that one day.
You can like do it and then go back to studying.
Yeah, that sounds incredible.
I think we used to have, we called them carrels. It was like these little closets for seniors to write their theses in. And so my...
It was called Carol, like the name?
Carrels, like C-A-R-R-E-L-L-S, I think. Anyways. Had sorks in my college boyfriend's carrel, but I was like, there was no way to be sexy about it. So at the end of the day, it was just like me kind of riding him while he lays kind of halfway on the floor. Like I can't, I've talked this at length, but sex standing up isn't for me.
No. Yeah, it's actually not for me either.
It doesn't make sense to me.
You know, me neither. It doesn't make sense to me either. Make it make sense. When it comes to sex standing up, make it make sense.
Make it make sense for once. So then you're like, how did you stray from the engineering path is my question.
Well, I was a senior in school, and I was kind of like, oh shit, I think I have to actually do this as a job. Because wow. I was like coding and stuff. And I got a job before I graduated college, like damn. My first engineering job. And I kind of freaked out because I didn't want to do it. And growing up, my parents were always like, if you want to, they were like not supportive of the whole music thing. It was like, yeah. I come from like a very academic like family where mm-hmm. everyone has like endless degrees and like Ivy Leagues and shit. And so I kind of just found this little like community in Brooklyn and started like sneaking away to do these shows.
At Shea Stadium?
Yeah, Shea Stadium, Silent Bar, and Palisade. Much more. I mean, Catherine, I don't much know when we met, but like.
It was like around that time, like 2015, 2016, when I met Jeanette.
Yes.
I remember I met her at Much More, and then I think I saw you first play at Shea Stadium. Like, yeah. I think I have this like very distinct memory of you just like, you literally, you're not on stage. You're just like on the, we like made a circle around you and you were just like on the, you're like standing in the middle, just like playing these songs. And I was like, when I found like that, whatever that scene was at the time, mm-hmm. I was like this, I feel so lucky. It was so cool. And then everything
fell apart. It's a moment in time.
Did you know that?
Yeah. That's how scenes are, I guess though.
I used to live over Much More's in the apartment.
Really?
And in Much Crazy. More, famous Brooklyn villain Much More was my landlord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was really interesting.
Andrew Much More, wasn't that his name?
Yeah, that was his name. Wish him something. I wish him something.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit's crazy. Oh my God. Yeah,
that was a wild time.
Wait, I want to see you at a live show.
You should come.
When's your next?
I know.
Who knows?
I know.
I was supposed to come see you very recently, and then I was
with Molly.
I was gonna come, and then I was jet lagged from being in Say It With Me Latvia and passed out.
Right, I remember that.
Like a loser, but I was like, I was a bitch. But you know what? Sometimes you have to say, I'm not gonna be present at this. If I go to the event, I will not be present.
Yeah, and it was hectic. It was really fun, but like it was not like a place you can go to relax. It's like packed. So
I bet it was. So no, it's awesome. I was so sad, but I got back that day and my brain was like, this isn't, I can't be at an event. But no, you just played that show. And so now, I'm curious from your journey to who were you to now, like you're playing these shows in Brooklyn and then things like really blew up for you. Like,
Were you like celebrated immediately?
No, I mean, in my like little scene, like I was just a part of like a scene, mm-hmm. you know, and all my friends, we were all just like doing music ourselves. We were all figuring it out. We were all like, just some people were trained, like a lot of my good friends now are people that I met then, but it was just this little thing. Like, you know, we would play at Shea Stadium, Silent Barn, and people who knew cared, people who didn't know didn't care, you know. But then like I put out, I don't remember what the order of things was. I don't know if you guys like read Pitchfork. I didn't read Pitchfork before it happened, but like my first album got Best New Music, and that's when it kind of like happened.
Yes. Oh wow.
My colleagues were
the Best New Music thing is huge. In college I was like, who's Best New Music?
Yeah.
my college roommate was a Pitchfork, would be someone who read Pitchfork. I heard about that. And I heard
it's
about
very that. That. It's very that. Wait, but Pat, I have listened to the pod and I know you hate music.
I don't hate music. I do not hate music.
My friend hates music and dogs.
You heard me sing that Taylor Swift song earlier. I've never connected with it in the way that many others do. Like I've never been like, oh, this song, I'm really like, I've never, I didn't buy a CD all of high school, but I think in later in life I'm learning, but I'm not musical too. So I also feel like there's something I can't access. Like I can't do it. So I'm kind of always like, I don't know.
That makes sense. No, it makes perfect sense.
It's like the gay person who told me to sing that I speak from my head. I was like, that's actually why I don't like music so much.
And here I am speaking from my head.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, I speak from my head. That's famously where your mouth is.
Yeah, it's not such a crazy idea. And then your latest album came out right pre-pandemic or right during.
Yeah, how sad. I mean, it was like right before, like a few months before.
Were you gonna like kind of tour and stuff?
I had like a whole like world tour.
Oh my god.
That was actually going to start on March 2020. Oh. And like literally starts March 2020, and it was just all canceled.
We have all been through hell. It's insane.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Were you devastated?
At the time, I was like, there's no time. There's no time for me to like mourn my stupid little like music career. Like, I was just kind of like survival mode. Like, I don't know, but it hit me later, like maybe a year into it. I was like, oh, wait, I feel robbed.
Yeah, totally.
Because like the album did pretty, like, you know, it was like doing well. And so it kind of feels like it like stopped it in its tracks a little bit.
Yeah.
I totally feel you. Weren't you touring with Angel Olsen too?
Yeah. So that's like the one tour that I did.
I love her so much. I don't know her. I'm such a fan.
She's so good. Right. That tour was so fun. We only played like theaters. Like, she was doing this whole seated theater, like 3,000 cap, like theater.
Amazing.
It was so fun. She's cool.
How does it feel? Like, do you prefer like a standing crowd, or like what's your favorite vibe to play?
Ooh, I mean, the sitting crowd is very classy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very like, it really depends, I feel like, who your audience is. Cause like the standing crowd is more of like, I like to see that people are enjoying it, even though people in New York, like crowds in New York don't move. And that is like, as a New Yorker, like I feel that. Like, it's just like arms crossed.
Yeah.
And like, you're wondering if they like you, but they do, because they're there.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Do you want to see them dance?
Or like react in any way.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I get that around the country, you know, like it's like New York is its own specific thing in that way. So I feel like seated, you really can't tell if they're like having fun.
Yeah, that's what's good about comedy, is you can tell almost immediately how they feel about you.
Which is, oh my god, that shit really is so rewarding. Hard. I don't get how y'all do that.
Well, the first thing you have to do is learn to speak from your head.
For comedy. Forget that diaphragm shit.
Forget the sponge. For the sponge for a second, and actually speak in your head.
Oh my god.
There is this thing where I feel like a lot of like comedians and musicians like have this, at least I have like an appreciation for comedians, because I don't get how you do it.
That's why I feel when someone can sing, I'm so confused. I'm so confused by it.
I don't get how you make like the music part.
Really? Okay.
I'm like, I can go la 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 la, but it's like all the, and also like, I'm like, that's so random that sounds there, but it's so perfect. But how'd they know to put that sound there?
So
how did you know that? How did you know to put?
So our next question is, how did you know how to put that sound there?
Honestly, I have no idea.
You just think of it.
God, I hate that I'm gonna say it, but it literally just happens.
Yeah,
that
feeling.
Is cool.
Like, it just comes, and you're just like, cool, I'm gonna grab it.
That's objectively cool. But do you sit down? Would you sit down with like one of those papers with the lions and you draw like notes and stuff?
No.
I think you should do that. That's your other homework assignment is to do that, and you actually have to send it to me. You have to mail it to me, and I'm going to grade it. I am grading it.
I wish I had the skill to do that. I am not formally trained in any way, shape, or form. I am like self-taught in every single instrument that I play. So none of it has any like real, like, you know, it's just, I get a lot of imposter syndrome about it, honestly, because I don't really know how it's happening, but it keeps happening.
Yeah, that's something about creativity where it's like cool, but also very scary, because it feels so out of your control, where you're like, well, what if it just stops? Or sometimes when it does stop, it's like, I'm not thinking of anything, but like typically when I do think of things, it's just because it just comes and there's nothing I can do to like make it happen.
Exactly. And that, and I make a lot of my records alone. Like mm-hmm. I play every instrument and I like produce it and stuff. So it's like extra part of that is because I don't want to be confronted with my, like, you know, I don't want to be confronted by someone who's like, that's not how you do that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. You know?
Well, it seems like you're doing something right.
When someone's like checking in with you about like progress and they say something like, just send me what you have. And it's like, the fact that you haven't heard from me means I have absolutely nothing. Like that's what that means. And then the worst is like when you've been saying you've been working on it for like 3 months, but you've been doing the kind of working on it where you just like know you have to do it at some point and keep like, and then like you actually do start working on it and then they check in and you want to be like, no, I'm working on it, but like I'm actually working on it now, which is so much better than like
so much different than ignoring it. Oh my god. Yeah. I just had someone on the phone be like, but you've like you figured out this part of it, right? And I was just like, when it comes but
yeah, fuck, I feel like so much of like doing it is like, for me, is like thinking about it. Like I'm just thinking about it for so long before I
it's so
anything.
Hard
yeah the worst is when it's like you like finally start doing it because like you literally have to, like you don't have one more second to not do it, and then you're like doing it but you have to like type so like fast that you can't even, and then you're like, oh, I wish I started this like even 5 minutes before, and then I could have made it amazing.
The classic thing is like, oh my god, how good would this have been if I'd done it like last week? Like I was so
wow.
I once was faced with this question from someone which was literally the most impossible question to answer, where they were like, okay, do you think you could hand it in by Friday and it doesn't have to be that good, or by Monday but then it has to be really good? And it's like, oh well, that is an impossible question.
Friday
is the answer. It's Friday, but it's hard because it's so tempting. You're like, no, in 2 days I can make it incredible.
Right. Yeah, but then
you
like,
know that you'll just start
on Sunday. But then,
for example,
like me, yesterday was supposed to be a really productive day. Let me tell you. I have to alarm doesn't go off. I sleep till, say it with me, 12:30. Then from 12:30 to 2:30, I end up having an emotional, I won't call it a fight, as a conversation with my lover. All of a sudden, I'm home at 3:30. Therapy's at 4. 4 to 5. At 5 p.m., like, it's time to start my day. I walk into my bedroom. Inexplicably, my white bedspread is covered in black soot. Covered in soot. Okay. And I'm like, so what the fuck? So then the rest of the night is Googling, like, why is there soot all over my shit? Then I have to go throw it out. I'm convinced I'm going to inhale soot and die.
But
I have to
walk
to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy a new blanket.
Why was there soot?
So what Google thinks is that I was burning a shitty candle and it was going into my fan, and then my fan was blowing onto my bedspread.
I left
for the night, and when I came back, the soot had settled onto my bedspread. But other people said it was maybe demonic.
That sounds fucking demonic.
Anyway, so that's why it's hard to write stuff, because of that.
Now, you know, there's a part of Gilmore Girls revival that I am thinking about, and I want you, Leticia, to tell me if this is something you connect with, where Rory goes back to Chilton to speak to a class for no reason, and she's speaking to the class, and music has never been involved in the show at all. She's never played music. We've never seen her in a music class, never.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they included in the revival this random speech where she's like, at Chilton, I took music theory, and I learned how to write notes of music. And so now, when I hear a song, I don't just hear it, I see it. And then that's the end of the scene. They included it for no reason. There was never any at all. Like implying for years that she'd taken this class. Like they just included that. So do you see it? Like how Rory does?
No, I do not see it. I do not see it.
I don't see the notes.
That's so funny. I feel like in TV and movies, there's always, I like have this, the way that music is portrayed in TV and movies is so, it's like, was no one on set aware of,
you know, I know.
Like the microphones are never plugged in, like, which is just like, that's not how that goes, right? And like a wireless mic, maybe no one notices, but or like the guitar is never plugged in, but they're like playing, or like they're not making shapes that you can actually make on a guitar. It's just like these things are so funny.
That's how I feel about Tay Diaz from And Just Like That.
Oh my God. That is so
funny. I haven't seen that.
So there's a comedy, what they keep
explain it to us, Pat.
So for now, for three straight episodes, they have used the phrase comedy concert to explain a set of stand-up comedy. And they've said that in not just one episode where it was like, oh, is this a weird joke where they're trying to imply these women are a little bit out of touch?
That's what I thought, yeah.
But then in the next episode, they refer back to the comedy concert. And then even in the next episode, they're like, ever since Che's comedy concert, I've been whatever. And they won't stop saying it. In the comedy concert that they're talking about, there was not any, how do I say this, jokes at all. There wasn't any jokes. And so that makes me wonder, you know, no one said And Just Like That, no one was going to be upset if the Sex and the City reboot came out and there was not a full stand-up comedy set in it. No one would have said, I feel like there should have been a stand-up comedy set in this. But they've chosen to include it. So that makes me think that they wanted to write jokes or something. But then what follows is not any jokes. And that to me is confusing.
It's not even jokes. It's like, it's not jokes. And everyone's like,
oh no.
Yeah.
It is. I love it. I can't stop watching the show. It's an amazing
program. Wait, is it good? Should I watch it?
No, it's so bad, but I can't stop watching it.
You have to watch it. Okay, perfect. I love bad shit.
Yeah.
It's so incredible.
I just watched that and I watched all of season two of Emily and Perry.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't seen that. I've been watching. Do you guys watch Housewives?
No. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. What are you watching?
Okay. Salt Lake City.
I don't really.
Oh my God.
I'm behind.
It's so good this year.
It's like, it's like true crime now. It's true crime.
Literally.
Oh my God. Okay, now I have to. Okay. I watched all of season one. Salt Lake City. Okay.
It's true crime in multiple, like multiple women have true crime happening in their lives.
I cannot wait.
But wait, one thing I have to ask is like, whose side are you on in general? Like, who are you like, I kind of am rooting for?
Oh God. I feel like I'm definitely like not on Jen's side. But I'm not. Can I be on Lisa's side? Just because she entertains me. Like, yes. She's so funny.
Lisa's insane.
I've been put in a position this season where I'm sympathizing with Lisa Barlow, and that isn't okay for any reason. That should never, ever happen.
It's so bad.
It's not right. It's
Meredith is pissing me right the fuck off.
Meredith is like, she's always walking kind of funny. Like, she walks in a way that I'm like, is she okay? And like, Mary Cosby is out of line.
It is so far gone.
Her house is so interesting because it truly is like, the entire interior of her house in that space, it is 1992.
Yeah.
Like the furniture and the rug colors and everything, it's like 1992.
It's
wild.
Oh my God.
And like, I'm about a black woman, so I could say this, but like her wigs are unjustifiable for how like wealthy she, her wigs could be so, her wigs need to be so much better.
Yeah.
Oh man. Wild. She's in need of treatment.
Yeah. Oh, she's in need of treatment. And for that reason, she has to come on. So we can get
her. Oh my God. I would die to have one of the housewives on.
That would be so incredible.
Cool. One of the Salt Lakes. To go back to the question, I think, who are you now? What's happening now?
I am a retired musician.
I feel retired right now. I completely get that.
How do I do this? I'm committed to being a hot girl.
Yeah, you're looking.
You are very,
hot.
Very hot.
I'm committed to it.
You're wearing the praying tee. Very hot.
Yes.
Wait, are you single or partnered right now?
I am technically single, but okay.
There's a situation.
You know, I went through a breakup like a year and a half in the pandemic.
I'm sorry.
Now I just have like sweethearts, you know.
Oh my God, that's fun.
Yeah, I have like cute people in my life, but I'm not wanting to date anyone.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a powerful place to be
at all. Yeah, I'm like, I have to focus on my album.
Do you feel like it will be hard because you're like You're always moving around.
It's I mean, it means that I end up dating musicians, which is like
toxic with the taste of your lips.
Like, it's like, because they like get it, and maybe they, it's like financially savvy also to date a musician.
Really? Wait,
do you mean? How do you mean?
Well, well, my ex, like, I would take him on, I would like put him to work. Like, he'd be in my band.
Oh, there we go.
Very cool.
So fabulous. Then you get love, and you also get,
oh, that sounds,
you
fun.
Know,
yeah.
A good worker who will help you out.
A good worker. Love and a good worker. Wait, so do you have a German lover?
Well,
I just feel like, here's what I'll say, because I think
Germans don't listen to us.
This is the last thing I'll say. There's someone in Berlin who cares about us, and I want to say hi to them. There's someone in Berlin.
That person, I say hi.
I think there's like two or three people in Berlin who actually care about us a lot. Now, here's what I'll say. Someone invited me to Berlin once. Okay, but here's what I'll say. When someone tells you that they've been in the German countryside and there's no grocery stores and no way to get food, and they're like, it's amazing. I'm like, someone's getting it there.
I actually wasn't.
Okay. I totally believe you.
I actually wasn't. You know, I'm just, oh fuck.
But I'm curious, you know, it's the new year. What's your dream?
Yeah, what is your dream?
Who do you want to be, Vibes?
To see the music. Your dream is to see the music like Rory does.
I would love to see the music in colors. I would love a place to live, which is like up to, it's
that seems
up to do, me.
It seems doable. Yeah.
It's like up to me, but like, that's like, I have to say that. I would love that. I don't know. Who do I want to be? Is that what we're talking
about?
Yeah. I want to like continue being hot. And,
yes.
And very desirable, and I also
desirable
is such a perfect word.
Yeah, desirable is an incredible word. Hot doesn't do it justice sometimes.
That's
sometimes
true.
It's like desirable is much
more desirable.
Right. I want to be desirable. I want to keep being desirable, and I don't know, I just want to like do my music thing.
Yeah. What do you think is the key to being desirable for listeners out there?
See, I've been working on this in the last year, because this is like something I've never, not that I've never cared, but I never like committed to it. I never was like, if you see me beyond all of this, then you can, you know, but I
am the opposite. I'm like, don't look beyond any of this.
See, I'm a like triple Scorpio. So,
oh
like,
my God.
It's polarizing.
I'm staunchly a Scorpio also.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so exhausting.
Yeah, it really is hard.
It's
it
really, really, hard. Really hard. But I think the key to being desirable is like literally shoving it in everyone's face constantly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on that shit.
I think you can't like hide. Which is like what I like to do. I like to hide.
Like online?
Online, yeah, I hate.
Yeah, you're looking really hot online.
Oh my God, it's a
full time job.
Yeah, I was like, it's like I'm just, because if it was up to me, no one would ever know what I'm doing at any time or what.
Yeah,
I looked like.
That's how I like it too.
Yeah, it's too much to be looked at constantly.
One time I went to Bath House, the Williamsburg massage place.
Oh wait, I have a gift card there.
It's a wonderful place, I think.
I'm sorry. I have a bone to pick with Bath House Williamsburg, because my friends and I were going to go, and then I tested positive for COVID. And so I was like, we're not going to come.
Oh,
like, I have COVID. Can we have our money back? And they're like, we're going to need to see a test. I'm like, you don't believe me that you want me to come to your spa? You want me to come to your spa with my COVID?
That is crazy.
That's wild.
But
so anyways, go ahead.
Wait, what was I just going to say now?
Desirability, putting it in people's faces.
No, but why did I bring up Bath House Williamsburg?
I have no idea. Oh, you don't want people to see you?
Oh, yeah. One time I was at Bath House Williamsburg, and it's a place that I need to go medically, but I don't feel comfortable there by any means. Like, I'm not comfortable on my skin. And so I got a DM later, and someone was like, I saw you at bathhouse Flamesburg. And I was like, oh my God, what was I doing in there? You know what I mean? What was I doing? What was I doing when you saw me?
I would argue either say hi in the moment or kind of just let it go by.
I know.
Yes.
The person I could tell, they were like, I felt bad. I didn't say they felt bad, but they were like, didn't say hi because of like the environment we were in.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, so then why are we doing this here? No offense. But I appreciate that person and I appreciate their journey. I appreciate them trying to use discernment as best as they could. But
my first thought when that happens is, oh no, like if someone tweets me, like, or they don't even tweet me necessarily. They're just like, just saw at Vagabond at the, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
It's
me too.
Nightmare.
Oh. I'm always like, was I talking to myself? Was
yeah.
Words out loud.
Oh, someone's like, just saw you jogging in Prospect Park. I'm like, oh, at a pace that is snail pace.
wait, can we talk about running for a second? Because I'm running and I know Pat was running. Yes. And I know you guys like don't really talk about it in depth. but I need it. I need like shoe recommendation.
This is you're in the right place.
Yeah, I love right running.
Place. What are you wearing right now?
These like Hoka shoes.
Do you like how you say it? Yeah. How do you feel about them?
It's fine. Like the middle of my foot hurts.
Like the arch?
Yes. Huh. Why?
You might need something a little bit more. Do you have the Clifton?
No. What's that?
The Clifton is a type of Hoka. It's a model.
Okay. Oh,
Hoka.
Let's
go. Okay. Clifton. Okay.
Get on it. Water is warm. Water is boiling.
You might need something. Do you have a higher arch?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Okay.
I think that I would, you know, I think we're probably having a little plantar fascia issue.
Oh,
the absolute best of us. I think when I'm having plantar fasciitis, because I can't get, what helps is having a hard shoe, especially with a hard heel when you have that. But a lot of those shoes are made for flatter footed person. So you're always in kind of a conundrum when you are a higher person dealing with that. So there's a couple ways you could go. You could try insoles, like super feet, and those some people like. I personally do not like them.
Uh-huh.
And one time, a man in fingerless gloves who did own that company did come to the running store I work at to tell us if we were good at working at a runner store or not.
And
my boss paid him probably upwards of $10,000 to do that. While he was in the store, my arch nemesis turned close friend Sam Taggart came in and I had to interact with my arch enemy in front of a man in fingerless gloves who was there to tell my boss if I was good at working in a running store or not. Anyways, so that's super feet. And and then what I like to do when I'm having plantar fasciitis issues, my little hack is that I like to have the Mizuno Wave Rider in my arsenal so that I could wear. It's a neutral shoe, so it's made for someone with a high arch, but Mizuno is, because of the way they're made, their cushioning is like more structured. There's a plastic wave plate in it, and there's a pretty high heel to toe drop, which takes a lot of stress off your middle shoe. And
I don't like
to wear that for every run. I don't necessarily like it for every run, but I like to have it. And like when I'm feeling like I need a little more structure, a little more support, I go to that.
Wow, that's so helpful, actually.
Thank you. Okay, good.
I have a question. Yeah. Do you listen to music when you run or podcasts or what?
I listen to music when I run. It's kind of the only time I listen to music. I don't really listen to music otherwise. But
yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, music, definitely.
Wow. Are you on Strava? I think I'm deleting Strava.
No. Do you know what I use? I run with the Peloton app.
Really?
I love hearing them in my ear. And I actually like get such better runs out of it. Like much better runs out of it.
Interesting.
What do they say to you? Keep going.
And they like remind you of like form and stuff at the perfect time.
Oh, wow.
Like exactly when you need it.
I'm back on Strava now. Because my hip has been feeling better. I went through a phase, like I was having this weird sciatic problem. So I just kept getting massage and I kept getting like, you know, Theraguns and like trying to roll it out with a ball and nothing was helping. And then I online ordered this stupid like plastic thing called the So Right, and then it came and I was like, I'm not opening this. And it's been in my office. And then 2 nights ago, I like was at my wit's end and I finally, after months, opened it. And literally it made me feel like immediately.
Whoa,
helped.
Yeah,
it was
really
crazy. It's literally just a hunk of plastic, but like you can lie on it and it like releases your muscles kind of.
Oh, I'm so tense. You know, I have to announce this publicly. I'm doing, because of Haley Nauman, my friend, a friend of the pod. I'm doing the Yoga with Adrian 30-day challenge.
Ooh.
Oh, my coworker does yoga with Adrian.
Yeah.
I don't get yoga.
Me neither. It's like, is it just stretching?
Yeah, I love stretching, but yoga, what?
I know.
It's actually, for me, I find... Do you want me to say it one more time? For me, I find that the more I do it, the more it like gets harder in a way that I feel like I'm building muscle. But hey, also, what do I know? Anyways, also, I'm so tense, I can't breathe all the time, and I'm in a bad place, but I'll get out of it.
I'm sure I have. But did I talk about the Brit on air? The Brit from Angela's Yoga Place?
No. Oh wait. No. Yeah. No, I don't remember.
Okay. I'm saying, well, no, like I've been here every single day.
Yeah. You always been here.
Well, Angela used to, before the pandemic, used to like be the checker in at a Williamsburg yoga place. And there was this, he would always say, this Brit, this British man would always like ask him to dinner and try to like hit on him. And it was very, and one time he went with the British man to buy boots for the British, like the British man was buying boots at a nearby store, and Angela went and like watched him buy boots.
No,
which is emotional cheating.
I was gonna say he's cheating on you.
And so then I'm not a yoga person, and I don't understand it either, and it's hard for me because I'm not flexible. So Angela would take some classes at the place for free sometime, and he'd always be like, do you want to do a class? And I would usually say no, but it was his birthday, so he wanted to do one together. So on his birthday, a few birthdays ago, we both went to take this like yoga beginners yoga class, and I was like, wait, is the Brit gonna be there? And he was like, no. And I was like, perfect. Yeah. And he's like, he wouldn't be there because it's beginners, it's for people who literally are babies, who it's their first time ever even like being in a place. And I was like, okay, perfect. And so then we go, it's literally just me, him, and the instructor. And then at the last minute, this truly 6'5" jacked Chris Evans type comes in and starts talking, and he's like, Angela, how are you? And he's like, the Brit. And then he literally, the teacher's like, okay, we're about to start, and he's like, do you mind if I take my shirt off? And the teacher was like, no, totally. He takes his shirt off to reveal truly, like, he would be, if he did create a porn, it would go in the muscled category of the porn site. And then we were, and it was like for beginners, we're doing really easy things, and he literally would just raise his hand and be like, do you mind if I do a handstand instead? And the teacher would be like, absolutely, sure. You should absolutely do that. And he would just be like doing a handstand shirtless with like...
That's tough.
Truly, truly muscles. Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. And I was like, how are the boots?
Yeah, how are you enjoying those infidelity boots? Wait, not to be such a bitch, but at 1:30 I have to talk to my psychiatrist about my pills.
Okay, let's wrap up.
Yeah.
And I, that's what I'll say.
You need those pills, girl.
I need, you know, I need.
From what
I need
I'm seeing today, you need those pills.
Honey, I
from
need.
What I'm seeing.
It is so ridiculous. I have to talk to her like every what month just to be like, yeah, I still need the pills that you said I could have. Yeah.
That is so annoying.
And it's every time so it's like crazy. $300. I'm like.
Yeah. She's like.
So anyways, okay. It's part of one life. It's just part of life.
The last time I was like, I think I want to go down on Prozac because there was like really no reason to go up. And the guy was like, sure, you're in charge. This is your medicine. This is your treatment.
And you're like,
you're
are
in charge.
You?
And I was like, okay, so truly, what are we doing here then? Like, truly, what are we doing? What is your role? If I'm in charge, what are you? What are you in?
Do you?
Crazy.
Wait, so who's everyone's crush of the week? My crush of the week is when I was walking this morning. Walking down 7th Avenue, I saw some graffiti that said, we don't choose the stories. We don't choose our... Wait, I forgot what it said. It was something about how, like, the stories that happen to you, like, those are your stories and you have to just deal with... Like, this is your story.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but I was like, okay, this is my... So I don't remember what it said is the point, but that's my...
I kind of picture it being like a graffiti, but like that kind of rambling like sentence, just like several walls long. to ultimately say the sentence, this is your story.
Whatever you're saying.
Yeah, we know exactly what you're saying. My critique is these new drinks, Kin Euphorics, that I got. I'm kind of dipping my toes into like the like non-alcoholic world of like specialty drinks, just to see if I like it. And some I found that I like, and this one's kind of fun. It has a little bit of caffeine, but not so
actually,
much caffeine.
And it's like botanicals. I recently walked by a store that was like a liquor store that's all non-alcoholic.
Yeah, Boysen. Like, was it Boysen?
Maybe.
Boysen?
It's like, it's let us, Boyson. Everyone can fill the void.
It's a place, what do you want if I was a place called Boyson? Okay, that's my crush.
Do you have one?
My crush of the week are two, it's actually two crushes of the week.
Oh, perfect.
Colony and Anne Sophie from the show Selling Tampa.
I'm dying
to watch it.
Is it good?
I loved it.
I heard it's amazing.
Okay. It was messy, but I loved it.
Oh, I love that.
Those two.
Does it feel in any way like realer than Sunset? Because sometimes with Sunset, I'm like,
I heard they sell less houses.
Not real. Yeah,
it's more real, and in a way, it like makes it seem clunky because it's more real.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Like, okay, they're like figuring it out.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
I like to see the growth in progress.
Totally.
The way I feel about Florida is like there's too many cities there. Like there's so
it's stop. Crazy, yeah.
And they're stop. Huge.
Tampa, Orlando, Miami. Like, let's chill.
Yeah, let's please chill. Tallahassee is
make that make sense. Make
that make sense to be Florida. And do you guys feel hot today?
Oh, how about this? Let's do a do you feel desirable today?
Oh, okay. I do feel desirable today. I ran this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Hot.
Are you like training for anything, or are you just like the
No, it's like I'm trying to do things that I don't try to sell or or like reach goals for. It's just running.
Something like not productive.
Are you a morning person?
Yes. Oh, I woke up at 6 a.m.
I'm moving back
so
in that direction.
Jealous.
Since the pandemic, I've been not that, but I used to be that, and now I'm moving. Yeah. I'm moving back there.
It's so fun. Nobody's up, but
I love the morning time. Yeah. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
I do not feel desirable because I did get this haircut, and it's like sometimes when I get a haircut like this, if I do feel like it makes me look like a penis somehow.
I say this with love, but it's like you get your haircut every day.
No, I don't. I haven't got a haircut in months.
First of all, don't snap at me like that.
I've been saying like I don't like necessarily like my hair. It's been too long since I got a haircut. Anyways, I don't like it, and that's that.
I could not feel less hot. I'm in a place where the living room in my apartment. I'm sitting next to a space heater because it's so unbearably cold in my apartment that I can't get naked. So I've been wearing this for like 2 days. I don't feel particularly hot. I'm wearing a sports bra that's literally, I say this with so much love, it's from high school and it's so stretched out that my tits are actually on my knees, like it doesn't even hold anything. I don't know why I'm wearing it. It's like to remind myself that I'm a woman, I guess. Anyways, that's me. Are you guys mad at me?
No,
definitely not.
Don't lie.
Definitely not. I'm so glad we got to do this.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, you guys are so funny.
Wait, but are you mad at me that I said I was coming to your show and then I didn't?
Yes, I'm not mad at you though.
Okay, I kept it real.
I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, I knew you'd get it. It's like she wouldn't want me there.
We have to take care of ourselves. We have to take care. When I saw you in LA at Patty's birthday, I was like, we plans that far ahead is tough.
I know.
Yeah.
But it will happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys mad at me?
Not even a
Definitely
little.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Are even you mad at me? I said the haircut thing. Yeah.
I'm not mad. Just really confused since it was so
really
wrong.
Confused.
Just because it was so inaccurate. I'm just so confused by it.
Wait, are you guys mad at me?
I'm
joking? A little mad that you can't sing music like Rory Gilmore can. as was revealed in
fair,
the arrival.
Very fair.
No, I'm actually not. This was absolute heaven. Thank you so much for coming on.
Flew by. Thank
Literally,
you
you're so funny.
Thank you so much. I know, you are LOL. Oh,
I feel like you guys are I'm so boring compared to you guys.
That's not even close
I've been
to
really,
true.
I've been really boring this whole time.
I haven't had an idea.
My time on Earth.
I haven't had an idea in 6 months.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I hope I get to meet you in person soon.
I know. Wait, I literally want to. Are you in Brooklyn for a while? Yeah.
No. 4 days.
That's
just
cool.
Moving by, but it'll happen. It'll
okay,
happen.
Yes.
Tell,
I'm coming
tell your German
shows.
Lover hi.
Yeah.
She wants to be dead.
And also tell him hi from me.
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much
Thanks
for doing
so much.
This.
Thank
Everyone,
you.
Go listen to Vagabond, and we love you. See you next
Bye,
time.
Love you.
Bye.